Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. A man is having difficulty with one of his children. The child was once growing in religion on a daily basis. He loved learning Torah and doing mitzvot. But then something suddenly changed. He stopped being interested in learning, and he lost his passion to do mitzvot. The parents tried all of the conventional means to reignite the flame in their child's soul, but nothing was working. They went to a rabbi to get advice, and the rabbi told them, when they say the Birkot HaTorah in the morning, they should have extra kavanah and try to bring themselves to tears when they say the words, V'nihiye anachnu v'tze'etza'enu, kulanu yode'e shemecha, and that would help. They accepted the words of the rabbi, and Be'ezrat Hashem, they will see their child turning around very soon. Some might be thinking, what is extra kavanah going to accomplish? The child has no interest and is very open about it. Is something just going to change his mind out of the blue? The answer is, Hashem has infinite ways of helping. And the amount of heavenly help a person gets in this area will depend on his prayers. Hashem could take a person who is totally off the derech and steer him back on the right path. But first, his parents need to pray very hard for that to happen. In the biography about Rabbi Yitzchak David Grossman, authored by Rabbi Nachman Seltzer, the following story is told. Rabbi Dov Beresh Hennig, Rabbi Grossman's grandson, is a Chabad Shaliach in the city of Chengdu, China. Together with his Rebbetzin, they have established a Jewish community there and have drawn many Jews back to Torah and Mitzvot. When they had a baby boy, they invited Rabbi Grossman to be the Sandak, which he happily accepted. He flew in to Chengdu Airport, landing early Friday morning, and the Chabad planned for a very uplifting Shabbat with their distinguished guest. That night, 130 people came to share in the meal there. In the middle of it, suddenly, the door opened and a young Israeli entered. When he saw Rabbi Grossman sitting at the head of the table, he began to shake and then started crying. Rabbi Hennig ran over to him to try to make him feel comfortable. He gave him a seat and later heard the story of why he gave that bizarre reaction when he saw Rabbi Grossman. He said, after he finished his service in the army, he went hitchhiking around the Far East for the past year and a half. That morning, he wanted to go to a city located 300 kilometers away from where he was, and he waited on the side of the road hoping to get a ride. A truck driver who was heading in that direction picked him up, but 200 kilometers into the trip, there was a roadblock. The driver said he was going to have to turn around and find an alternative route. The Israeli chose to get out of the car and continue on himself. He started walking and eventually entered a wheat field that seemed to go on forever. He lost track of where he was and had no idea which direction to walk. After a very long time, he finally reached a road but was too drained to continue walking anymore. He sat down and then the skies opened up. It started pouring. He had nothing to protect himself with and just accepted the fact that he was going to get soaked. He took out a drink and made a l'chaim with himself. It was then that he suddenly recalled an incident he experienced 10 years earlier. While he was a student at a Jerusalem school, he was taken on a trip to Migdal HaEmek, where they were introduced to Rabbi Grossman. That day, Rabbi Grossman taught them a Hebrew song, which translated into English means, what was, was. The main thing is to begin anew. Father, revitalize me completely. Light a fire in my soul. As he thought about the words, he began singing them to himself right there. and it made him feel much better. Just then, a truck approached the road he was sitting by, and a Chinese driver offered to give him a ride. They both spoke a little bit of broken English. When the Israeli mentioned he was Jewish, the driver told him he would take him to the Jewish center that was not too far from where they were. He dropped him off at the Chabad and left. That is when this Israeli entered the shul and saw Rabbi Grossman. Just a short while before, he remembered the rabbi and was singing a song that he taught him 10 years before, and now in the middle of China, he sees that same rabbi face to face. He took the clear sign from Hashem and made teshuvah. Within a short time, he was already keeping Shabbat. Look at what Hashem did to save this young man's neshama. He brought Rabbi Grossman to China, and he put the experience with the rabbi in that man's head moments before he sent the Chinese driver to take him to that Chabad. Hashem can give all of us the help that we need with our children, but it's up to us to pray for it first. Have a great day.